and they're off and racing. And a big cheer sends them on their way for this, the At The Races Champagne Stakes, the first race on St. Ledger Day, Group 2. And in the early part, over to the far side, Majest alertly into stride with more towards the stands rails, Thundersnow. Chased through by Rivet, the race favourite, who's racing quite enthusiastically just in behind them, with Grey Britain down along the near side rails. Then follows Tommy Taylor and Dubai, who are currently occupying the last couple of places. So through the first couple of furlongs they go, and over to the far side, Majest, Richard Hannan's runner. Richard Hannan, who's won this race three times since 2011, bowling along in front, tracked through by Rivet. And more towards the near side is Thundersnow. Then over to the far side, Dubai, who races in company with Grey Britain, and Tommy Taylor is anchored at the back end of the field. Moving on down to their final three furlongs, they passed halfway. Majest over to the far side is leading up here with down the stands rails, Thundersnow travelling equally as powerfully. Rivet is now moving up towards their outside and is poised to make a challenge as they head inside the final two furlongs now, and Rivet being produced over to the far side of Thundersnow with Majest struggling to quicken up with them. Dubai is staying on and the others have work to do. Down they come to the final furlong, it becomes a strict two-horse race. Thundersnow down the stands rails for Godolphin, over to the far side, William Haggis's Rivet. Rivet is gradually wearing down Thundersnow in the run to the line. Rivet pokes his nose in front, Thundersnow tries hard to fight back. Rivet won it. Rivet lands the first from Thundersnow, a terrific finish to the Champagne Stakes, clearing away from Dubai, then Majest, and at the back of the field, Grey Britain and Tommy Taylor.
Yes, Rivet is your winner there, follows up that maiden win at the Ebor Festival on the Knavesmire. William Haggis, the trainer, Andrea Razzini, that steered spangled to victory yesterday in the Sceptre Stakes, wins here this afternoon. First race on the card, gets favourite backers into the winner's enclosure. A good performance there. Thundersnow finished second. Thundersnow there for Saeed Bin Saroor and James Doyle. As Gareth mentioned in commentary, it was him between the top two in the market in the closing stages, but Rivet on the far side under a drive from Andrea Razzini gets the better of Thundersnow, and their favourite backers, Gareth, will now be collecting.
Yeah, it wasn't the case yesterday, was it? The first race was won by a very big priced runner, but Rivet has rewarded favourite punters here and has worn down Thundersnow in the dying strides. Really good race between the two. They had it between themselves all the way throughout the duration of the final furlong, and they've served us up with a real treat. This place was absolutely bouncing, wasn't it, throughout that last 100 yards, and Rivet home in front looks a very, very smart prospect. And the other thing I like with young horses in particular, when two of them pull clear, not just in a top class race, in any race, when two of them pull clear, the form is generally worth following. These two horses have both got a big future.
They certainly have. Just to confirm, the new winner of the Champagne Stakes is Rivet, and in second place was horse number 5, Thundersnow.